Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, please thank God for the gift of salvation, and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Give you all the praise, Lord, for the gift of salvation. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity coming before you.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Where there is no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counsel is their safety. Therefore, let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of the ministry. Jesus, we give you all the glory and the praise. Jesus, precious name.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 51, verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou would not despise. Therefore, let's ask God forgiveness of sin in any way that we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercy, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Asa foe, o adin, monto nyoma no da, asa foe, o adin. Oh, God. Psalm 46, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals and as a ministry as a whole, in relation to his end time kingdom agenda, should be established. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart. Please let's pray this prayer both in our understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Father, we ask that your counsel will stand concerning our lives and also for the ministry in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9, it says, and the Lord thy God shall make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, and the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. The Lord will again rejoice over thee for good as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's pray and ask that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve him faithfully. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you would increase us financially, let us experience fruitfulness in the work of our hands, a kind that supports the kingdom, the side, a kind that opens up to opportunities for others, a kind that serves society, serves our families and ourselves as well. Lord, for us in your will, that it be so, and show the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24 says, he is who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let's pray this prayer, both in our understanding and in the language of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, our Father, we are asking that you would enforce. We are praying and enforcing your provision, which you've made and we've seen in Scripture. We believe. We accept it. And we say that it be so in our lives in the name of Jesus. Rabada Bashatayanda da Bayandi, make a bed of Shagada da Bayandi, Rabada da Bushigan in Bayanda da Baba, Makataya Mayanda, Shagan in Bayandi, Rabada da Bushagada da Bayanda la Mashata. In the name of Jesus, let us give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. He has heard us, he has answered. We believe so, and so we give him thanks for the testimonies. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks.
Lord, we give you all the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, oh, I
sing together.
Fasted, entering another weekend, we thank God for his mercies, Jesus, his goodness, and his kindness to us all. It's by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've been praying on the topic, things money cannot buy. We've been looking at various aspects, and today we are going further to look at one aspect that money, although scripture says that money answereth all things, being careful to identify areas where money clearly does not play that role, and to give total reverence to God in being able to deal with certain areas. And these that we are praying on are under the topic, God, your prophecy, where we establish the truth that we need to close our eyes, which comes from the scripture Mark 4:18, so that we are not overcome by the hidden deceit of riches. In Mark chapter 4, verse 18 and 19, it says, and these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. So we must not be deceived by riches, thinking that all that is in life is about riches. No, life starts with God and ends with God. Hallelujah. Without the breath of God, none of us will be alive. Amen.
Amen.
And so we must always keep this truth in our minds, to teach it to our children, let our friends and colleagues know, those who think that life is all about money, there is something beyond money. God's help, which today we are looking at, divine helpers, money cannot buy. Please say after me, divine helpers, money cannot buy.
Divine help us, money cannot buy.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
First of all, we need to understand that helpers are part of God's plan for our lives. Otherwise, we would be on the earth alone. But we all know that each one of us came from one family or the other. Even for those who grew up in orphanage homes, whether you like it or not, they had parents. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of God, who came onto the earth with the assignment to come and save man from our sins, tell your neighbor he had to come from a family.
He had to come from a family.
So that whether you like it or not, as a matter of fact, one thing that you cannot choose on the earth is the family that you came from. I believe that if people had the opportunity to change the family they came from, there'd be a long queue, an endless queue. But God brought you through that family for a purpose. Amen?
Amen.
And so understand that we are not on the earth alone. Help us. Someone who is beyond your person. Someone who is not you. Who needs to be a helper to you. Has been positioned in your destiny according to God's plan. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9 says that two are better than one. Because they have a good reward for their labor. Two are better than one. For those who have taken on a new resolution because of broken heart in 2023, because of some disappointments at the beginning of the year, they just resolved that for the rest of my life, I'm going to walk alone. Please, we walk with God, but understand that as Jesus said, it's not only about loving the Father in heaven, our God, but loving your neighbor. Tell your neighbor there's a reason to have a neighbor in your life.
There's a reason to have a neighbor in your life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Helpers are part of God's plan. When we continue Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 10, it says that for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Continuing again, verse 11 says, again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? I remember the movie I watched about some climbers who they climbed, I don't know whether it was Mount Everest, but a very tall mountain, and then there was this snowstorm. And a lot of them died. There was an accident. A lot of them died. Now the rest, a few of them, I think about two or two, they had to lie together to keep warm. They had to hold on to each other to keep warm. There are people who have started businesses with only one partner. Eventually, there were tens of thousands who were working in that firm, but they started with one. Hallelujah. Adam started with one. Today, we are all here. If two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? If you are alone, your fire will die. May your fire never die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because of helpers in your life, because of a neighbor in your life. And verse 12, it says, if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. That in a fight, it may be easier to put one down, but when you are two, it becomes difficult to put you down. When we were children, I remember I would see friends fighting, and sometimes when there's a fight, one person would tell the other that, wait, I'm coming. Because he's going to call someone, a stronger force, to come. Through the power of divine, or through the revelation of divine helpers, your life will move to the next level in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Helpers are needed in every area of life where growth is required. We read in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. It was for something active to happen. Because they have a good reward for their labor. You see labor there. Action at work. If one falls, the other, his fellow will lift him up. You see action at work. It means that stopping you from falling, bringing you back, restoration back through a helper. When two lie together, they generate heat. You see action there, dealing with cold. The economy could be cold, but there may be a helper in your life. I remember the time of COVID. There were people who became strategic helpers in the lives of many other people. Where you are weak, somebody coming in to strengthen you up. Helpers are needed in every area of life where growth is required, where some form of action is required, where life must continue. Help is needed. A helper is needed. We are going to read the example of Adam. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 20, it says, "And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." But watch this. In the verse 25, it says, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Please say after me, they were not ashamed.
They were not ashamed.
So the woman was never the problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are so many times you see people putting blame on the woman. The woman was not the problem, because they were both naked and not what?
Ashamed.
There was no problem with God's plan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No problem. In God's plan, they had to be two to bring about productivity. Not one. Two to bring about productivity. And there was no problem with it, because God had designed it that way. The woman was the ideal partner and a vessel of help. She was never the problem. The problem was the enemy that entered that place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can see a company growing, growing. People there with one mind, with one mind, with one mind. And then the entrance of an enemy caused that problem. We know of this scripture which says that evil what company corrupts good manners. So just one bad knot can destroy the whole soup. So the enemy was the problem, not the woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So for those who, because of a certain problem which they experienced and they didn't properly diagnose it, and because of that decided to destroy their helpers, to push away their helpers, to cut off God's plan of help in their lives, today there must be a change. Mm. Diagnose what the problem really is and stop turning your helpers into agents of problem. Stop labeling your helpers as problem, the cause of problems. See where the problem really is coming from. In James chapter 1 verse 17, he says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. What does this tell us? God is the only supplier of true lasting helpers. Not parasites. Not users. People who just use you and go. But if you want true lasting helpers, like Jesus had his disciples in John chapter 15 verse 15. He says, "Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you." We see in the relationship of Jesus and his disciples progression from one level to the next, because they were divinely sent helpers. Today you are going to pray one prayer. The Lord, anytime I've labeled my helpers as problem, please forgive me. And Lord, anytime that I've shut out my helpers, please have mercy upon me. And grant me the grace to receive divine helpers into my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Everybody needs helpers. Sometimes we abuse our helpers. Sometimes we make our helpers regret for even making the move or allowing God to use them to be a blessing to us. Anytime we've abused helpers, we have misused Help us. Lord, please have mercy upon us. Lord is bringing help us into your life. Help me. Shakabaya Dodobo. Help me. Lord. Would you help me, Lord? Help me. To my life, help me, help me. You can lift up your hands as you ask Him for your help, Lord. Describes our God as the ever-present help in time of need. Jesus sacrificed his life that you be saved, that we all have access to eternal life through our faith in him as the only savior of our lives. Today, I want you to please pray this short prayer after me so that I can have access to this full package. This gift of eternal life with access to the kingdom of heaven right here on earth, having newness of life, that you are not subjected to spiritual death any longer, and that you have access to all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just say these short words after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I stand before you a sinner, unable to save myself. Today I cry out unto you, save me, Lord. Be the master and king over my life. Forever and ever, I declare you my Lord. I declare you my Savior. I declare you my all in all. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you for divine help. We thank you for the release of helpers.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I suffer, I suffer, oh, I suffer.
globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
For joining us. We'll meet on Sunday at 6 p.m. prompt. Shalom.